This is Shepard Smith. You're listening to Miami Valley's home for Fox News.
And I'm Larry Hanskin, host of Miami Valley's Morning News, where we tell you the three big things you need to know every 15 minutes.
And I'm Jamie Dupree in Washington, D.C. When we're not doing the news, we're talking about the news.
And we're starting right now. Our Ask the Expert weekend continues on AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
Good afternoon, listeners, and welcome to this Saturday afternoon broadcast of Shooting from the Hip. I'm Jeff Pedro in with Mark Avery, and we're from SimTrainer, the Dayton area's first indoor range and firearms training center. You can visit us on the web at www.sim-trainer.com. You can call us down at our range at 937-293-3914. Or you can visit our facility at 2031 Dryden Road in Moraine, right across from DP&L, and we'd be more than glad to discuss with you any of your firearms-related needs or interests, or be glad to discuss with you anything that you want to talk about relative to firearms. If you want to get in on the show today, please call us here at the studio at 457-1290. That's 457-1290, and we'll get you into the queue, and we'd like to hear from you and discuss any matters that you want to have discussed on the air today. I want to start off today's show by just reminding our listeners regularly, on a pretty regular basis, we talk about concealed carry and carrying everywhere you can, as often as you can, with the understanding that if something's going to happen, from a the likelihood is it's only going to happen one time in your life, and comparatively to all the other people in the world and even all the other people that carry, the odds are very low that something dangerous is going to happen to you. However, as we've seen in the last week on several acts of spontaneous violence where just individuals out minding their own business all of a sudden come victims to predatory people who just decide, for whatever reason, we really don't really care what their reason is, whether it's terrorism, whether it's hate, whether it's racism, whatever the case is, when evil wields its ugly face, we want to be in a position where we can protect ourselves and do something to make sure that we survive to tell our story.
One of the things that I've said several times as a matter of perspective is that there's only two places in this world where you're going to be attacked, and that's in your home or not in your home. And you got to be ready all the time in any of those places wherever you happen to be. If you're not, then when it happens, you may not have another chance.
And in addition to the two incidents that you probably heard of, the one incident out west where a individual started to shoot, he shot two or three individuals, shot and killed two or three individuals, and the one in Cleveland where a individual shot an elderly man who was walking along the street. Mark shared with me right before we started the show today a case where a homeowner was involved in an attempted burglary where individuals attempted to kick in the back door, and he was able to get himself in a position where he was able to discourage that particular incident. And the situation there brought about several learning points. One was, don't count on the police, because in this particular case, a couple things happened. The call was initially miscategorized as a low priority burglary, and the officers responded quite a long time after the initial call, and it was the homeowner that thwarted the initial assault. So we can't always count on the police, and we got to be ready. And in those acts of spontaneous violence, when we carry and we have our firearm ready at hand, we're in a position where we can, through training, through accessibility, through the willingness to intervene, we can stop people when they're out to do those terrible things. And not only for us, but other innocent people. And we say all the time that when you're willing to do it for yourself and you're willing to do it for your loved ones, I suggest you be willing to do it for any citizen who is lawfully going about their business. And if you're in a position where you can save someone's life and you're ready, willing, and capable, you step forward and you do it. Now, those three words, ready, willing, and capable, carry with them a lot of responsibility, a lot of training, a lot of forethought, a lot of prior preparation. It's not just a case where you go out, get a concealed carry license, get a concealed handgun license, go buy a gun, start carrying the gun, and you're ready to go. It's way more than that. And I want to strongly encourage you to look at this in a very holistic, well-rounded manner, and you make sure that you address all the aspects from mental preparation, both before the incident, during the incident, after the incident, gun selection, gun training, holsters, concealment, all the issues relevant in order to get yourself in a state of mind and a physical state of readiness that you'll be able to have a successful outcome.
This article was posted yesterday on the Buckeye Firearms Association website, and I have also linked it to our Facebook page. It's a good read. It's been cleaned up to the point where you won't know where it's from, and it's not important, the person's experience and what they discovered and some of their background and some of the things that they experienced, even given their background in training and practice and significant amount of shooting. I think it's good perspective. It's good eye-opening for a lot of people that think they're ready. You don't really know until it happens, but the better you can practice under stressful situations, the more likely that you'll have the tools that you need when they really do come necessary.
We tell people who come through our concealed handgun class, our concealed carry class, that this is only the beginning. Coming to that eight-hour class is barely enough to get you even thinking in the right direction. And we do some things. We show a video in particular that really gets your mind kind of where it needs to be when we start to teach that class. It's a relatively older video. It's about 20 years old. But you have to see it in order to see exactly what it is that gets people's mind going in the right direction. Then we talk about all the things the state requires, firearm safety, range safety, those sorts of things. And then we move on into an overview of the law. And then at the end of the afternoon, we have the firearms portion, which is mandated by the state to be a minimum 2 hours. And we tell people, if you've not handled guns, that's not the class to be coming to learn how to shoot guns. So we encourage them to either take a private lesson or go to our basic handgun class and then come to concealed carry. But then more importantly, where do you go after that? There are a lot of people who think they just get their concealed handgun license, they go out and buy a gun, they get a holster that fits the gun, they're ready to go, they put it on their hip. I'm here to tell you that that's really short. That's not thinking.
There's a lot more
to it. There's a lot more to it. And oftentimes, holster selection and holster wear kind of goes without a whole lot of thought. And that is one of the most critical aspects of the whole process, making sure that you can carry the gun concealed. And more importantly, you can get it from a position of concealment under high stress. And that's going to require practice, both in a range situation that's supervised and then in a personal situation at home when you've unloaded the gun, check three times to make sure it's unloaded, and you practice drawing and reholstering and uncovering the gun and covering it back up. You maybe do that with a variety of different types of clothes that you're going to wear, but you have to do that ahead of time because otherwise some bad things can happen, and you can imagine. And I show several things that I've seen over the years in high stress. I saw an undercover officer one time went to draw his gun, and he had a shirt over top of it. He obviously hadn't spent much time after he converted from being on the road with his gun exposed to a concealed location, and as he reached down to grab his gun, he grabbed his shirt over top of his gun. He was unable to get his gun out of his holster until he double clutched and then realized he had to get his shirt up and then was able to draw the gun and present it in a stressful situation. Lucky for him, it was not critical that his gun be out right there on the spot because there were other officers on the scene that were able to kind of take care of the situation while he was dealing with that little bit of a mishap. But
you don't want to bet your life on luck.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I just want to tell you, that's why we offer our handgun 1-5 class. Our handgun 1-5 class, it's unique in that very few other entities offer advanced training when it comes to handguns. And I want to let you know that what I've done is I was fortunate over the years in being involved in law enforcement as a officer and a trainer to go to some of the best schools around the country. And I took bits and pieces of some of the best training that I was exposed to, and I put it into a 20-hour block of instruction that I think covers a good percentage of the most likely situations that someone's going to get into, and at least gives you the foundational skills that you can make your recreational shooting more productive rather than just going going to the range and shooting bullets at a piece of paper, you can do some of the skills and drills that we teach you to help you get prepared for a real situation. So I want to encourage you that if you've only got your concealed handgun license and you're thinking, what do I do now? Our Advanced Handgun Series 1 through 5 is a logical next step for many of you. And due to popularity, we've had to increase that from where we offered it only once every quarter to where it's offered once every 2 months. And in addition, over the summer, frequently, we have to offer additional sessions just because there are people who have the time and they want to take it.
Right. We can do it during the day, weekdays, or whatever. Let's jump out to the phones and talk to Ron, who's calling from Fairborn. Ron, welcome to the show.
Hey, thank you. I had a comment and as well as a question. I'm part of a PAC with Dayton Police. It's police and clergy together. And some time ago, I was involved with their simulation training, both in the patrol car and the building scenario. And it's just amazing how that, with the car, I act as I was a police officer. I must have got shot several times. And then in the building training, you come in with a gun, and people may come up with a cell phone or whatever, and you think they have a gun, and you shoot them. So that follows my question.
Do you think it
would be beneficial to the community as well as profitable to your business to teach how to deal with police officers?
Well,
that the gun is involved. Obviously, they're carrying one, and people may have one also.
Are you talking about people who have a concealed handgun license?
I'm speaking of both. You know, where if they have a concealed handgun, how are they supposed to act? Obviously, the law tells them that they need to identify that they have a gun and such like. But even if they have left the gun in their car and they're out of the car, you know, movement and things like that, just things that people do that could be, perceived as a risk to the officer's safety.
Yeah, Ron, coming from personal experience, I can just give the best advice that I frequently offer, and that's just do exactly what the police officers say. Show your hands, make sure your hands are in plain sight, and do exactly what they say. Now, I know some people take offense to that. They say, there's no way I'm getting down on the hot pavement in the middle of July. I advise you to go ahead and do that, and then you can talk about it after the fact, because officers respond to situations with limited information, and therefore they don't know what they're coming upon. So I think the best advice is to do exactly what you're told to do as quick as you can, and that's going to be bring about the most positive outcome. Now, it may not be comfortable. You'll probably get handcuffed. If you do have a concealed handgun license, you'll probably get your gun taken away from you, at least for a short time, until they can sort through all the situation to find out what exactly went on. But I think the best advice that we can give citizens is to obey the police as quick as they can, and then they can discuss their case or their situation after the fact, once the situation's resolved and stabilized.
Now, to be clear, you're talking about a fairly unusual situation in terms of this is not like the normal traffic stop when somebody's...
Absolutely. I'm talking about a situation where you happen to be on the scene, where either you or somebody else was involved in a situation where a gun was either displayed and or was used or was fired, and the police are responding to an unknown shots fired call.
Exactly.
It's typically that case. Obviously, if you're just in an area where a police officer drives by or happens to come up, then the issue about whether or not there's an official police activity going on and they've got official action with you, if it's just passing on the street and saying hello, you don't have to worry about that. But after the break, we'll talk a little bit more about those details.
Ron, thanks very much for calling the show. We are going to take our first break for the hour. If you'd like to get in on this discussion, give us a call at 457-1290. We'll get you up on the board. This is Mark Avery and Jeff Pedro for Shooting from the Hip on AM 1290 and News 95.7. WHIO.
It's an Ask the Experts weekend on Dayton Station for up-to-the-minute severe weather reports. AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
Sim Trainer is the Dayton area's premier indoor shooting range and firearms training facility. Sim Trainer is a members-only facility featuring 10 individual shooting stalls and a mechanical target retrieval system. Their range is also climate-controlled for your year-round comfort. Sim Trainer offers both pay-as-you-go and year-long individual and family memberships. They're also proud to offer reduced-rate memberships for law enforcement and military. Need training? Sim Trainer holds unique and innovative firearms training courses, including the award-winning Ring First Shots Program, a concealed carry course, and an advanced five-course handgun series. Sim Trainer is open Monday through Sunday. Check the website, sim-trainer.com, to find out more or call 293-3914. Sim Trainer, the Dayton area's premier indoor shooting range and firearms training facility, 2031 Dryden Road in Moraine, just across from DPNL. Online at sim-trainer.com.
I'm home.
Hey, how was work?
Crazy busy. I need a break.
Yeah, you and me both.
Get out.
What the? Wait, did you hear that?
Yeah.
Get out.
Where's it coming from?
Get out.
It's the house.
Get out. Go somewhere sunny, tropical perhaps, on me.
Honey?
Your home becomes more than a home with WesBanco's Home Equity Flex Line. Get a 0.99% APR for 90 days with APRs as low as 3.74% after the intro period. And take that trip. Pay for college. Use it for anything. WesBanco, by all accounts, better. After 90 days, the 0.99% introductory APR converts to Wall Street Journal Prime plus or minus a margin. Minimum amount financed is $5,000. Call 1-800-905-9043 for details about credit cost and terms. Offer can be changed at any time without prior notice. All loans subject to credit approval. WesBanco Bank, Inc. is an equal housing lender.
Allstate agent Tony Kelly is now serving Beaver Creek. He lives and works here just like you. And with all kinds of local insurance advice, Tony is someone you can count on to help you protect all that's good in your life. Tony makes it easy to save on quality protection you need. He'll even do the switching and paperwork for you. So stop by Tony's new office today for a free quote. Now located at 3979 Indian Ripple Road. That's 3979 Indian Ripple Road in Beaver Creek.
Will you have your gun if you need it? One of the most common problems of CCW owners is, how do I carry and conceal my gun? If it isn't a comfortable fit, some people won't carry, meaning you may not have your gun when you need it. Stoner Holsters makes your holster to fit your gun specifically. They specialize in conceal carry. Stoner Holsters makes the 415 inside the waistband and several more styles. Visit their store Monday through Friday, 9 to 5, Saturday, 9 to 1, Route 4, Germantown Road in Middletown, or visit online at stonerholsters.com.
Hi, welcome to Tire Discounter, sir. Have you heard about our specials?
Well, yeah. 70 off any set of four Michelins.
You mean Michelin, right?
Michelin.
Anyway, yeah, you get an instant $70 off any set of four Michelin tires.
I know. Unbelievable.
And we've always got tons in stock. We can install today.
Michelin.
Oh, and with our standard installation, you get a free alignment.
What? Come on now. Stop talking crazy like that.
At Tire Discounters, you'll get an instant $70 off any set of Michelins.
We made it. Spring is here. Time to start our spring projects. Hi, this is Jeremy from Handcrafted Amish Furniture in Beaver Creek. We have outdoor furniture arriving soon to make your spring and summer backyard adventures more enjoyable. We also offer, as always, a full line of furniture to suit every need of your home. And right now, we are offering special spring savings event. We're paying your sales tax, giving you free delivery, and 12 months no interest on qualifying purchases. It's a great time to buy at Handcrafted Amish Furniture. Visit our showroom at 1360 North Fairfield Road or at Dayton AmishFurniture.com.
Is your landscaping in need of renovating, or you just built your dream home? Dean's Landscaping can help transform your property into something truly amazing. With over 21 years of experience, Dean's Landscaping will enhance your space using a combination of attractive pavers, decorative concrete, walls, water and fire features, outdoor structures, lighting, and more. For more inspiration, visit deanslandscaping.net and call today for an estimate, 999-6363. Use code RADIO for 10% off your next project.
Find new roads to savings at Dave Kale Chevrolet and Chevy Trucks. The intersection of Routes 4 and 29 in Mechanicsburg is the place you'll find dependable transportation. Great deals, no doubt, every day. For a young family member driving to and from school, for a person who spends a lot of time working on the road, or a parent who doubles as a shuttle service, you'll always find a great deal at Dave Kale Chevrolet and Chevy Trucks. Come see us and discover our big city selection of trucks, cars, vans, and SUVs. Dave Kale specializes in hard-to-find trucks. Think spring. Think comfortable driving. Dave says you'll always get a warm reception at his dealership.
We urge you to take the easy country drive where you'll find no hassles, minimum time at the dealership, plus our great selection of GM-certified used vehicles.
Find new roads to Dave Kale Chevrolet and Chevy Trucks, Routes 4 and 29 in Mechanicsburg. Visit their website, DaveKehlChevrolet.com. Call 1-800-886-1000 to get started. For over 30 years, the place to save is Dave Kale Chevrolet.
Lots of clouds around for today. May see a passing shower into the early afternoon. Temperatures will be cooler than average in the upper 50s. I'm meteorologist McCall Vrydags on the Miami Valley Severe Weather Station, AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
The views and opinions expressed during this program do not necessarily reflect those of the staff and management of Cox Media Group, Ohio. Now, back to Shooting from the Hip on AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
Welcome back to the show, and if you want to get in on today's show, please call us at 457-1290. We'd be more than glad to talk with you. Right before the first break, we were talking with Ron, who had a concern about, we're talking about tactical considerations, what to do when the police arrive on the scene. And these are all things that you need to take into consideration when you decide to get your concealed handgun license and then decide to carry, and then carry everywhere you can. Because I tell you, you can't pick and choose. I've had people tell me, well, I carry when I go here, but when I go there, I don't. Even though both places are authorized carry zones, they make a predetermination that maybe they feel more safe at one location than they do the other. And the unfortunate reality is it's almost impossible to predict that. And you just look at situations that have occurred time and time again around the country, whether it's a church on Sunday, a shopping center on Saturday afternoon, or just out in the public on Thursday.
Walking down the sidewalk.
You can't pick and you can't really predict when things are going to happen. So my advice to you is to just get used to carrying all the time. And Mark and I, we've discussed this with several people. I've had this conversation. Carrying your firearm is now part of your daily wardrobe. It's literally
getting dressed in the morning.
Is just getting dressed and putting your gun on. And there's nothing cowboy or cavalier about that. It's just what you do. You take that extra added responsibility seriously, and you do what you need to do to prepare in the event that situation happens and you're around and you can intervene.
I've sometimes had people say, you mean you carry it home? I said, well, you know, when I'm dressed, there's a few times when I'm at home I'm not carrying, but yeah, pretty much I carry it home.
Same thing with me. It's just a case. It's on me at all times, and it's ready at hand when I'm in bed. And yep. You've got to develop a protocol. Something as simple as this, and I tell people, when you put your gun up for the night, whatever that means to you, whether you put it in a safe or, in my case, you lay it on a dresser top, my gun is put in the exact same location, in the exact same position each and every evening when I lay down to bed. That way, if I would happen to get awakened at 2 o'clock in the morning as foggy-headed as I am coming out of a deep sleep, I want to know, I don't want to have to think, where did I lay it today, or did I put it here, did I put it there? It's in the exact same place. Now, if you have other situations that you have to deal with children around, that sort of thing, then you've got to come up with a different protocol. But the thing is, then it'll be in that same location and you have to practice the protocol. I know somebody very close to me gets very irritated when I tell her it's time to practice getting into her safe under a stressful situation. It's usually when she's getting ready to go out somewhere and I start, go get your gun, get your gun, get your gun, get your code entered, get your code entered, get your gun. And she looks at me like,
adding
well, why are you?
Of yeah, the constant
that's
repetition.
Exactly, yeah, right. Exactly. I just add the prefabricated stress and make her be able to gain access to her quick access safe. But a quick access safe is only quick access
if you practice
getting into it. And I just want to emphasize that. I have people all the time say, well, I'm going to go out and get me one of the what's the fingerprint called?
The biometric,
and that'll solve the problem. I'm like, right. No, because if you're under high stress and you don't present your finger to the space in the proper way, then, as might be the case under a highly stressful situation, it may not open. Then you're going to get flustered, and it only gets worse.
Or if you just finished the dishes and your hands are wet, or if you just took a shower, or you've been outside and they're cold, or it's not in the same condition that it was when you programmed it, then it may not find it. All right, we're going to take a break and head out into the newsroom. This is Mark Avery and Jeff Pedro for Shooting from the Hip on AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
This is the station Dayton turns to first for live team coverage of breaking news. WHIO Dayton Springfield. Your news starts now. Depend on it.
It's 2:30. I'm Mary Worden with a WHIO News update. Our top story, a wet and cool start to the weekend, but sunshine and warmer temperatures will return to the Miami Valley tomorrow.
Cloudy and cool today, more sunshine and warmer tomorrow. I'm meteorologist McCall Vrydags. Your exclusive WHIO forecast is coming up.
Now WHIO Triple Team Traffic. Looking at the freeways, no major accidents or slowdowns to report. Checking your drive times, westbound 35 from 675 to 75. That 5-mile drive is running 5 minutes. Our top story, if you're heading out in the Miami Valley today, you may want to grab your umbrella.
Slight chance of a stray shower today, otherwise mostly dry in the upper 50s. We're into the 60s and 70s into early next week. Our next chance for storms holds off until Wednesday.
Storm Center 7 meteorologist McCall Vrydags has the exclusive WHIO forecast in minutes. In Miami County, a spike in overdoses as one hospital reports 10 in 24 hours.
The Ohio Department of Health issued a warning on Thursday to Miami County that there could be an increase in overdoses for Friday. Authorities suspect fentanyl, which can be at least 50 times more powerful than heroin, to be a factor.
WHIO's Jonah Audie reporting. This spike comes as Miami County and its surrounding areas have seen an increase in overdoses over the last few years. A man is in critical condition today after being stabbed overnight at a home near Gettysburg in Dark County. CareFlight reportedly took this victim to the hospital for stab wounds to the chest and abdomen areas. Deputies say the circumstances surrounding this assault are being investigated and no arrests have been made. We'll bring you more details on this as they develop. Frito-Lay is recalling different brands of jalapeno-flavored chips because of concerns over salmonella.
No illnesses have been reported in connection to this recall. It affects products sold throughout the U.S., including all sizes of Lay's Kettle Cooked and Miss Vicky's Kettle Cooked jalapeno-flavored chips with a guaranteed fresh date of or before July 4th.
WHIO's John Tisdell reporting. To see a full list of affected products, check out our website at WHIO.com or go to jalapenochiprecall.com for more information. Here's the exclusive WHIO Storm Center 7 forecast from meteorologist McCall Vrydags.
Lots of clouds around for today. Slight chance of a stray shower, otherwise most of us stay dry. Cooler than average in the upper 50s and breezy at times. Tonight, skies clear out, turning chilly. Temperatures will fall to a low near 40 degrees into early Sunday morning. Now tomorrow afternoon, we'll see plenty of sunshine, back up to near normal highs in the mid to upper 60s. I'm meteorologist McCall Vrydags in the Miami Valley Severe Weather Station, AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
The latest scan of the Doppler 7 radar is clear. It's 51 degrees in Springfield and Troy and 52 in Dayton at 233. If news breaks, we break in immediately. I'm Mary Worden on Dayton's 24-hour news, weather, and traffic station, AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO. Depend on it.
Old English Outfitters has been known for decades as the premier shooting and hunting store in the Miami Valley. Whether you're looking for a firearm for recreation or competitive shooting, personal defense, or for hunting, they have the area's largest selection with over 4,000 in stock and all accessories to match. If you prefer archery, their full-line pro shop has an outstanding selection of top bows and accessories and an indoor archery range to test and fit your selection.
Tired of being ignored? The experienced professional staff at Old English Outfitters are all shooters or hunters who participate in the sport and know about the products they sell, then can back it up with gunsmithing and archery service that is second to none. And you don't have to pay a premium to get the best. With nationwide buying power, the management at Old English Outfitters finds the best deals and passes them on to their loyal customers with competitive pricing.
Experience, selection, service, and competitive pricing. It's all from the store now celebrating over 40 years serving shooting and hunting enthusiasts in the Miami Valley.
Old English Outfitters, 2 miles north of Vandalia on Dixie Drive, then 1/2 mile east on Ginghamsburg Road. Check them out at oeoutfitters.com.
Hi, I'm Greg McAfee, and welcome to A Breath of Fresh Air. Many immigrants from all over sacrificed everything to come to America. They were hungry for opportunity, for freedom, for success. They loved America and taught their kids to love it. There was a time in America when hard work was rewarded and government dependence was limited to the few who truly needed it. A time when children kept score at ball games and teams worked hard to earn that first place trophy. A time when winners could be proud and losers worked harder the next season for the win. There was a time in America when success was looked upon as a model to copy, and not one to be envied or attacked. That America made us great. The good news is one generation can redeem us. One generation must become dissatisfied with America today and demand our earlier fundamentals be brought back to life. We're just one generation away. I'm Greg McAfee with A Breath of Fresh Air.
Now is the best time to increase your business's productivity and reduce costs because Time Warner Cable Business Class is now Spectrum Business. So now you can get 60 meg internet for just $59.99 per month. That's over 10 times faster than 6 meg AT&T DSL for less. Add Spectrum Business Voice and get unlimited long distance and advanced calling features for only $29.99 a month per line. And best of all, now There are no contracts, ever. So call 866-285-2389. You'll get faster internet for just $59.99 per month. Advanced voice for only $29.99 a month per line. Over 99.9% network reliability and no contracts. Time Warner Cable Business Class is now Spectrum Business. So call 866-285-2389 today. That's 866-285-2389. Call now. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
This is Clark Howard. If breaking news happens, we break in anytime. W-H-I-O.
Welcome back to the show, and I want to take this opportunity at this point to remind our listeners that we're in the last week of our April Showers of Saving sale that we have going on at the range. It's a great sale, and it's going to reach out in a variety of different ways. Perhaps the most the option that's been most taken advantage of is that we are offering half-price enrollment in your choice of either basic handgun, concealed carry, handgun one, or the AR-M4 class with a firearms purchase. Now, the only requirement is that you make that you schedule that class the day that you make the purchase. And we have in some cases given people a little bit of time when they had to check calendars. But in order for us to keep records straight, to make sure things are happening in an orderly way, all we require is that when you buy the gun, which is also at a great savings, and I'll talk in a minute about some of those savings, but you get your choice, half price cost in basic handgun, concealed carry, handgun one, or AR-M4 class. And as Mark said so many times, if you're not sure yet what gun you want to buy, we'll kind of do the opposite. You go ahead and enroll in basic handgun where you get a chance to try a variety of guns. And then when you buy the gun from us, we'll take the $50 off the price of the gun. We know that some people might prefer that. And in many cases, we recommend that option so that people can find out what gun is right for them. And I just want to let you know a couple of the guns that are probably the best deal going right now. And everybody is pretty much offering some variation of this deal, but we've been doing it, I think, the longest. And that's the Smith & Wesson M&P Shield. You get that gun for $375 and you get a manufacturer's mail-in $75 rebate, and that goes till the end of May. So if you buy a Shield between now and the end of May, you're going to be eligible for that $75 rebate, which is a huge savings. And if you take that savings in addition to the $50 you get off the choice of a class, you can go to concealed carry and get your gun for less than $400, and it's just a great opportunity for anybody that might take advantage of that.
If you're already using the M&P series handguns and you don't have a Shield yet, this is really an opportunity you don't want to miss, because it's a great concealed carry gun. It's a little bit smaller alternative to the full-size width double stack, either the compact version or the full-size M&P. And the trigger is the same. Everything's the same. It's an M&P. So if you're an M&P shooter, this is an M&P, and this is an opportunity that really is a great chance for you to get another friend for your guns to have so they can, you know, share time together in the safe.
Yeah, we've said so many times this is a buyer's market, and what Mark said is exactly right. Now's the time to get it, and then if you decide to go to it later on, you certainly have it already in your inventory. Another great deal
practice with it.
Absolutely. Yeah. Another great deal going is the Springfield line of guns, particularly the XD Mod 2 in either 3-inch or 4-inch, or the XDS. Springfield's offering $180 in gear rebate, where once you get the gun, you show proof of purchase online, you get 4 free magazines, a holster, and a magazine pouch. The 4 magazines alone are tremendous value, because then if you're going to start getting involved in regular training, competitive shooting, and competition, those magazines are going to come in handy. So those are two of the most viable. And the last one I want to let you know about is the Smith & Wesson 15 Sport 2. That's the entry-level AR rifle, which typically goes for anywhere from $650 to $750. We have them on sale for $575. Unbelievable. $575 for a high-quality entry-level M4 rifle. In addition, you're going to get the M4 rifle class coming up the second Monday in May if you want to. That's the next one. We typically offer it the first or second Monday. The next one just happens to be the second Monday in May. You get that for a half off for $50. So it's a great deal.
Jeff, let's jump out to the phones and talk to Kevin, who's calling with a question. Actually, kind of ties into this discussion a little bit. Kevin, welcome to the show.
Yes, good afternoon, guys. Great show.
Thank you.
My question concerns transfer, I guess it's called, like a gift between two individuals, in this case family members, Both over 21, both CCW holders, so there's nothing wrong there, but it's interstate. If it's a handgun or a long gun, is there a difference, and is there paperwork involved? Or
Yes to both. Okay. So in if it's a handgun, you absolutely have to go through an FFL in the state of the recipient. You'll have to ship it to that FFL, make the arrangements with the FFL first, have that FFL then will receive it, and then we'll do a transfer, and there'll be a fee associated with that typically, unless it's like maybe a range where the person's a member and that's included. But that's typically the way you have to do that. Legally, you have to do that for a handgun. For rifles, interstate, Jeff, you're going to have to bail me out here. You can't just ship it.
This would be a face-to-face handoff. We visit one or another. Travel to that.
Well, with rifles, the law with rifles is a little bit different. Any adjacent state, in other words, any state that touches Ohio, you can purchase a firearm or sell a firearm to anybody in an adjacent state. Now, if you're going to go beyond the adjacent state requirement, when you say person handoff, describe to me exactly what's happening. You're going there, he's coming here?
Correct, right. I go to his residence. We spend the weekend together, like a get-together, family get-together.
Right.
And same way with the pistol. It would be, I'd say I've got dad's pistol, and now I'm going to hand it off to my brother or my nephew or whatever. Even in a face-to-face, it would still require the FFL transfer.
The one exception would be if it was an inheritance. But if there's not an inheritance involved, yes, even with between family members who have residence in different states, the handgun has to be transferred through an FFL. Would you ever get caught? That's not a question we really even want to address.
Right.
The way you're asking the question, it sounds like you want to know what does the law require. What the law requires is for a handgun, you do have to go through an FFL anytime you're selling to someone that lives, whose residence is in a different state. Similarly, if I am a resident of Ohio and I happen to be in Indiana and I want to buy a gun because I found somebody that's got one and it's a good deal, I can't just buy a handgun from that person. I have to have them ship it, and then the firearms transfer is completed on my end.
Right. Well, I know a couple of years ago there was, I think it was called Adamski versus United States or vice versa, where I think it was an uncle and a nephew had purchased, and it was actually a cash was exchanged. In other words, the nephew found the gun, the uncle was in another state, the nephew bought it, shipped it to his uncle, and then it was considered a straw purchase. And I understand that, but this was just basically, I'm just literally gifting it to someone, and I didn't know. I don't want to run afoul of the law through ignorance. Yeah. That's what I'm trying to put
in that particular case. What Mark said is exactly the safest and legal way to do it. Take the firearm, you transfer it to the FFL. They fill out the 4473 on the receiving end.
Oh, I understand that.
Yeah, and then
I was just trying to save about $100+ because by the time you get the transfer fees, the freight.
Yep,
insurance.
I understand that. Yeah, they certainly don't make it easy for law-abiding people.
If you're actually there where the recipient lives, you probably wouldn't have to ship it. You could give it to the FFL in person, so you could avoid the shipping since you're going to be there anyway. As long as you do it on the recipient end, because that's the FFL that matters. So if you're going to the other person's house and that's where the gun is going to stay, then you could do it at a local FFL where he is, and you wouldn't have to worry about the shipping. But yeah, depending on the situation, and it's not unusual for it to be $50 or in that ballpark.
Well, I understand. I have a finite amount of funds, and I try to protect as much as I can. Sure.
I absolutely go with that.
The other thing I want you and other listeners to pay attention to is the fact you've got to make sure that the state that you're going to will authorize that sort of a transaction. There are some states in the union where that kind of thing would get very precarious and push into the area of a felony transaction if that were the case. So be very careful
if it didn't actually get sold through the FFL. So that may, in any case, what the problem is, like, if you live in a state that has those kinds of restrictions, even if you are residents of the same state, then you still have to go through an FFL. where we don't have those restrictions in Ohio, intrastate personal sales that you do not have to go through an FFL, whereas in some of those states you would. But since you're in two different states, the it doesn't really matter what the state law is, because the federal law already makes you go through an FFL.
Correct. Okay. All right. Like I said, I didn't want to, through ignorance, you know, find myself, you know, facing a situation that I couldn't believe.
But, yeah,
so I appreciate the information.
It's a great question, and I'm sure there's other people that have had it.
And again, I appreciate the question and bringing the issue up, because it just reaffirms law-abiding citizens have to jump through all these hoops in a variety of different ways. There's all kind of different rules in different states for different types of guns. We do the best we can to comply with the law. And I will tell you, even as the FFL, some of the law book is about 2 inches thick. And Mark knows I'm not a reader. So most of the time, I do it the easy way. I call my agent down in Cincinnati and ask specific questions just
you
so
again?
I can get direct answers. Yeah, yeah, because I get sick of looking through that book and trying to interpret legalese to determine exactly how certain things are going to be interpreted. But it's a very good question. And I know that last year, for example, there were a couple incidents out in New Jersey and the northeastern seaboard states where people were engaged in what was in their mind and in their intention was to be totally lawful behavior, but because of circumstances, getting involved in an accident in a company vehicle, having to transfer the gun from the company vehicle to the personal vehicle, there became some issues that got legal attention and unfortunately cost the people at the very least a lot of time and money trying to fight their way out of situations that they were totally well intentioned in getting involved in, and they were totally legal on the front end. It just that circumstances kind of changed a little bit, and because they entered a state where the law was different, it got complicated. So it's unfortunate the way it is. That's why the good thing is I think we're evolving in that direction. And on that matter, I know that I have said several times that we are in a pretty good situation right now, but be aware, because it's situations like this where we put our guard down, where the anti-gun people just take advantage and try to push through legislation and try to create circumstances and situations that can be that can blindside you. So I just want to tell people, feel good about where we're at, but at the same time, don't put your guard down, because they're always looking for opportunities.
Eternal vigilance is the price of freedom.
Yes, sir.
Well stated. Thanks very much, Kevin, for calling the show. Great question.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Yeah, it's insight like people like Kevin and so many of our listeners that we're intelligent people. We're always looking to do the right thing. Sometimes the right thing isn't crystal clear. We reach out to each other. We try to get the information. Here at this show, one of our main goals is try to put people in the best legal position they can be in, with the understanding that we can't really give legal advice, which brings me back to an issue we were talking about earlier. We talk about concealed carry. We talk about what that class entails. The legal aspect of that class lasts about an hour to an hour and a half. But all the issues, it's going to take much more time to grasp the true meaning and the concepts. For example, what is deadly force? Where are the prohibited areas? Where are the permitted areas? What are the circumstances in which people can carry in areas when certain circumstances exist? It can get muddled down. The concealed carry law alone is multiple pages of a book that is thousands of pages long. So and the print is about one third the normal 12 font print on a piece of typewritten paper.
Fortunately, it's available online, so you
absolutely
can make whatever size you want.
You can open it up and people like me can see it and read it. But it's a difficult situation, but that's something that we want to constantly stay on top of. So if you have concerns, you have interests, you have questions, call in, and if we can't get you the right answer, we will research it and we will get you the answer within a timely manner, because we want people to be in the best position they possibly can to avoid inconvenience or legal problems.
All right, we're going to take our last break for the hour. If you'd like to get in on the end of the show, give us a call at 457-1290 and we'll get you up on the board. This is Mark Avery and Jeff Pedro for Shooting from the Hip on AM 1290 and News 90. 57 WHIO.
It's our Ask the Experts weekends on the Miami Valley radio station with breaking news, weather, and traffic. AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
For good news in Dayton, this is Marty Grunder from Grunder Landscaping Company. In 60 years since the United Rehabilitation Services of Greater Dayton was founded, the world has changed dramatically. And this local nonprofit has remained at the forefront of those changes by continually increasing the scope of its programs and expanding the safety net of
support for the most vulnerable individuals in our community. URS has established an unsurpassed continuum of care for individuals with disability in the greater Dayton region. United Rehabilitation Services Center is expanding in response to waiting lists for more than 2 years. They are adding capacity by 55% to accommodate 160 additional clients and adding 15 new jobs to the community. Executive Director Dennis Grant is driving this campaign to expand the safety net of support services to meet the growing needs in our community. URS, your good news for Dayton.
Good News in Dayton is brought to you by Grundier Landscaping Company, Park & Go Airport Parking, and Westbanco Bank. For more information, visit goodnewsindayton.com.
Find new roads to savings at Dave Kale Chevrolet and Chevy Trucks. The intersection of Routes 4 and 29 in Mechanicsburg is the place you'll find dependable transportation. Great deals, no doubt, every day. For a young family member driving to and from school, for a person who spends a lot of time working on the road, or a parent who doubles as a shuttle service, you'll always find a great deal at Dave Kale Chevrolet and Chevy Trucks. Come see us and discover our big city selection of trucks, cars, vans, and SUVs. Dave Kale specializes in hard-to-find trucks. Think spring, think comfortable driving. Dave says you'll always get a warm reception at his dealership.
We urge you to take the Easy Country Drive where you'll find no hassles, minimum time at the dealership, plus our great selection of GM-certified used vehicles.
Find new roads to Dave Kale Chevrolet and Chevy Trucks, Routes 4 and 29 in Mechanicsburg. Visit their website, DaveKehlChevrolet.com. Call 1-800-886-1000 to get started. For over 30 years, the place to save is Dave Kale Chevrolet.
Allstate agent Tony Kelly is now serving Beaver Creek. He lives and works here just like you. And with all kinds of local insurance advice, Tony is someone you can count on to help you protect all that's good in your life. Tony makes it easy to save on quality protection you need. He'll even do the switching and paperwork for you. So stop by Tony's new office today for a free quote. Now located at 3979 Indian Ripple Road. That's 3979 Indian Ripple Road in Beaver Creek.
Could you retire sooner than you think and with greater financial security? Hello, I'm David Gaylor, president of Tradewinds Financial Group, and I'm also the author of Income Allocation. You will learn strategies to create a dependable, sustainable, and predictable income stream for your retirement. You'll also learn critical information about the two risks you must manage for a successful retirement. Learn more about these strategies and
give Tradewinds Financial Group a call. 800-385-0437. That's 800-385-0437.
Hi, this is Larry Hanskin for Integrity Water Solutions in my Kinetico system. My Kinetico softener I've had for over 10 years. It's still working great. And since it doesn't regenerate in the middle of the night, I always have soft water for my shower no matter how early I wake up. We've also got the Kinetico drinking water system. You know, everything starts with the water, and it's the whole house approach that sets Integrity Water Solutions apart from the rest. Give them a call today at 320-7460. 320-7460, Integrity Water Solutions.
Interested in training to become a certified peace officer? Greene County Career Center's affordable Peace Officer Basic Training Program can prepare you for the state certification exam. Recent graduates have found employment with area police departments, sheriff's offices, universities and hospitals, and park and wildlife divisions. Call Greene County Career Center at 372-6941. Financial aid available for those who qualify. Call 372-6941.
The world is searching for a leader worth following. Become the leader the world is waiting for by joining us May 5th at LeaderCast Dayton Broadcast, the largest one-day leadership event in the world. Be inspired by Andy Stanley, Tyler Perry, Susie Welch, and more. Discussing purpose and how it defines us, empowers us, and drives results. For more information and tickets, visit LeaderCastDayton.com. That's LeaderCastDayton.com. Supporting sponsors of the Dayton Area Chamber of Commerce, James Investment Research, and the Jack Welch Institute.
Mom gave us a scare recently when she stopped taking her medications. When we asked her what was going on, she told us she kept forgetting to take them.
How do you know when it's time? Symphony at Centerville can help your family navigate through the difficult decisions brought on by memory loss. A brand new memory care community located on Paragon Road is now taking reservations. Call Symphony at Centerville now at 937-999-2586 to learn more about their unique approach to memory care. Symphony at Centerville.
Lots of clouds around for today. May see a passing shower into the early afternoon. Temperatures will be cooler than average in the upper 50s. I'm meteorologist McCall Vrydags on the Miami Valley Severe Weather Station, AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
When it comes to news, weather, and traffic, we're your station for Dayton and Springfield, AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
Welcome back to the show. We only have a few minutes left, and there's a lot of things I want to cover. First of all, we got a caller on the line. We're going to go out to him in just a second. But Crimson Trace is offering a rebate, $50 on any Crimson Trace laser and or laser light combination. In addition, they have just recently put out their link. It's the two-piece wireless unit that can consists of a replaceable pistol grip and a head that goes onto the quad rail of an AR type rifle, and it's available in it has both the a flashlight and a laser, and it can be laser only, flashlight only, flashlight and laser, and or flashlight and or laser with strobe. So a lot of different options, but the nice thing about that is flashlight strobe with laser.
Right.
Yeah. And the nice thing about that is it is wireless, so you don't have to worry about those wires breaking when you're turning things on and turning them off. And it's operated remote. It has a little switch on the grip. You obviously have to change the pistol grip on any of the guns that you use to have that capability, but the head actually fits conveniently on the quad rail of the front of the gun, so it gives you the option for lasers. And I want to mention, just from the standpoint of lasers are great if you're having difficulty seeing in different types of situations, but probably most beneficial, you can use a laser to enhance your training in a variety of different ways, because what you can sometimes see when you videotape your target with the laser on it, you can see if in fact you're anticipating recoil and jerking the trigger, because that laser, which can be set a little bit lower than your sights, will actually jerk down and you'll be able to detect that, so it'll help you with your training. So if you're thinking about a laser, now's the time to get it. $50 rebate for handguns and $100 for the link.
Let's jump out to the phone and talk with Bud, who's calling from Springfield. Welcome to the show.
Hello.
Hi. How can we help you today?
I'm wondering, is there any restriction for one individual buying like a complete collection from another individual of up to 200 or 400 guns?
If it's an individual sale and you are in the same state, then you don't have to worry about going through FFL transfer. If you're a resident of the same state, so in that sense, there would not be a restriction. There's certainly no restriction on the number of guns you can purchase. In Ohio, we do not have like a one gun per month or anything like that. If you do a transfer through FFL, depending on the situation, there could be a requirement for additional forms for a multiple gun transfer. But again, for a private sale in Ohio, and is this in Ohio?
Yes, it's in Ohio between two individuals.
Okay, so if you're both residents of Ohio, then no, there's not any restrictions on that, as long as you're both legally able to possess firearms.
Correct. Okay, thank you very much.
That's the key, and as Mark mentioned and alluded to, if an individual comes in and wants to buy two handguns at the same time, there's a special form for multiple handgun purchase. Now, if they want to buy four rifles and a handgun, they're okay. That's not considered a multiple handgun purchase, but if they want to buy two handguns or three handguns, there's a special form that has to be filled out, and that has to be within a week period of time. So we encourage people to be selective in the way that they make their purchases, and obviously don't get yourself in that situation. You're never in that much of a rush. Make sure you get one, get used to it, and then you can buy something else at a later time.
Yeah, that's the only way that the actual serial numbers of firearms get transferred anywhere outside of the FFL, which is on that form. So
yeah, normally those records are withheld right there at the range, but in that case it would be sent off to the federal government.
All right. Bud, thanks very much for calling. And everybody, thanks for being part of the show today. We're done. We're out of time. This is Mark Avery and Jeff Pedro for Shooting from the Hip on AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
From our downtown Dayton McAfee Heating and Air Studios, WHIO Dayton, WHIO FM Pleasant Hill.